Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text for our sermon on this Reformation Sunday is our epistle reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 3, of which I would like to reread just verse 28. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Fill in the blank. I trust that God's gift of eternal life is mine through blank. How would you finish that sentence? Let's look at some different options. I trust that God's gift of eternal life is mine through obeying God's commandments as much as I can. Or, I trust that God's gift of eternal life is mine through living as a faithful member of a church. Or, I trust that God's gift of eternal life is mine through my good works, which please God. Or, I trust that God's gift of eternal life is mine through faith in Jesus' death and resurrection. How would you finish that sentence? I trust that God's gift of eternal life is mine through obedience, living faithfully, good works, or faith? That very question, with those four possible answers, was asked a number of years ago in a survey of Lutheran confirmation students. Just under 66%, or roughly two-thirds, of the students gave answer number four. I trust that God's gift of eternal life is mine through faith in Jesus' death and resurrection. Two-thirds. Now, that is over half, but that means that one-third of them picked a different answer. 17% chose by obeying God's commandments. 15% said that by living a life as a faithful member of a church. And just under 3% said they trust God's gift of eternal life as theirs through good works. Now, mind you, these were Lutheran confirmation students. And when the survey asked the same question of their parents, the results were almost identical. One-third of them believed that they received eternal life because of something that they do or have done. Now, in the Lutheran Church, it might seem like we talk about salvation by grace through faith and not by works a lot. Maybe sometimes you think that's all we ever talk about. Can't we ever talk about something else? Maybe pastors always feel like they always talk about the same things too. And yet, for as much as we talk about it, one-third of Lutherans still have not gotten it. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. I suppose, in one sense, it's not really surprising that so many people, even in our own church, believe that they are saved by their works. Because for as much time as we Lutherans spend preaching and teaching that you are saved by your faith, everything else in the world around us preaches and teaches a different message. Everything in the world screams into our ears, you are saved by what you do. Did you know that there are only two religions in the world? Just two. One says that you are saved by grace. The other says that you are saved by what you do, by your works. Christianity is the only religion that says you are saved by grace. Every single other religion, all of them, every single one, all say that you are saved by what you do. Now, the things that you are supposed to do are different depending on what religion you're talking about. But in the end, they are all about doing the right thing or things in order to be saved. A Muslim person believes that he has to do enough good works to be saved. So does a person who follows Judaism. A Hindu believes that he has to live a good life in order to be reincarnated as something better in the next life. The Buddhist believes that you have to meditate and empty your mind to achieve their religion's goal. All other religions say that it's up to you. It's about you. You have to do the right thing, or you have to do enough of the good things in order to achieve the goal or salvation or whatever they call it. Even here in the United States of America, where we have those other religions, but at least as of today, most people in our country still call themselves Christian. Even here, if you were to go up to someone and ask them if they think they'll go to heaven when they die, they will say, well, yeah, I think so. And if you were to ask them, well, why do you think so? Often as not, they will say, well, because I think I've been a pretty good person. I think I've been a pretty good person, so I'm pretty sure that I will go to heaven. That's the attitude that many people in our society have, including, as we can see from that survey, many people who call themselves Lutheran Christians. It's about you. It's up to you. It's about what you get done. As you know, the church at the time of Martin Luther had fallen into that error as well. The church taught about Jesus. That's true. They did. Yes, Jesus died on the cross for you. He did his part. But you've got to do your part. You've got to buy your indulgences or go on your pilgrimages or whatever other things that they would tell you you had to do. You have to do your good works in order to make sure that you are saved. It's about you. Everywhere, this is the message. From Martin Luther's time until October 27th, 2019. You have to do your part. You have to do your good deeds. You have to do your works to be safe. Do your part. It's about you. My dear Christian brothers and sisters, my message to you this morning is very simple. And at the same time, it's vitally important. It is not about you or about me. It just isn't. It is not about us and what we do. It is not up to us. My salvation does not depend on my good works, and your salvation does not depend on yours. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Salvation is not about you or about me. Salvation is about Jesus. Jesus Christ. That's why he is the Savior, because he saves us. If my salvation was because of my own works, then I would be my own Savior. But I am not my own Savior. You are not your own Savior. Because it's not about you. It's about Jesus, our Savior. Because if it were up to me or up to you to do good works in order to be saved, how would we ever know when we had done enough? Well, we couldn't. In fact, truthfully, we could never do enough. You see, when people have the idea that they can be saved by their works, they usually have the mistaken notion that good works make up for bad ones. So if you just do enough good things to cancel out the bad things that you've done, and maybe a few extra good things, then you should be saved. But it does not work that way. The purpose of good deeds is not to make up for bad ones. Because God does not just say, don't do bad stuff. He also says, do good things. Good things are what we are supposed to be doing anyway, even if we had never done anything bad at all. Our lives are not supposed to be a balance between good and bad with just a little bit more on the good side. Our lives are supposed to be already overflowing with good things without anything bad whatsoever. Now that's a problem, because my life does not look like that. And neither does yours. That's why Paul tells us, whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law. so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world held accountable to God. But remember, it's not about you or about me. Because there was one person whose life did look exactly like that, overflowing with good deeds and without even a single bad one. Jesus. He lived the life that you and I are supposed to live, but we can't because of our sin. Jesus overflowed in good deeds, or we might say, overflowed in righteousness, which means the same thing. And so Jesus took his righteousness, his goodness, and he gave it to you. He gave it to me. He just gives it to us. And we receive it through faith. That is the righteousness of God that Paul was talking about when he says the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. Jesus took our sins on himself on the cross and paid for them, paid for all of them. There is not one sin that Jesus Christ did not pay for. He gave us his righteousness through faith, and he took our sins onto himself. So, someone might say, well, if I don't have to do anything, Jesus has done it all. He's taken all my sin away and paid for it, and I'm good with God, then why bother being good? Right? I can just go out and sin as much as I want, and it doesn't matter. Because Jesus has done it all. And it's not about what I do. You just said that, right? Not about what I do. It's not about being good, so why not go out and sin? What kind of question is that? I mean, truly. Is that the kind of person I want to be? Is that the kind of person that you want to be? Someone does something kind for you, and your first thought is how you can take advantage of them. So somebody helps you change your flat tire on a rainy day like we had yesterday, and your first thought is, now I can drive through a puddle and splash him with mud. You're starving and somebody gives you a sandwich and you eat it and your first thought is, now I can pick his pocket when his back is turned. Is that the kind of person that you want to be? If anything, that ought to show me the depth of my own sin. That when I hear that Jesus has taken away all my sin, paid for it for free, there's nothing I need to do, and my first thought is, well, great, well, now I can go out and sin. Because that is my first thought. Just like I know it's yours. The fact that that's the first place that our minds go ought to show us just how terribly sinful we really are. And drive us even more to Jesus, our Savior. So you see, my fellow Christians, it's not about us. Because if it was, this whole thing would have fallen apart a long time ago. It's about Jesus Christ. That's why we call ourselves Christians, because it is about Jesus who is the Christ. That's what the Reformation was all about. And that's the eternal truth that we hold fast to today. Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone. Those three sayings were hallmarks of the Reformation. Luther and the other reformers clung to those three things, Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, even as you and I cling to them today. Why? Why are those three truths so important? They're important because all three of them, Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, point to Jesus. Scripture alone because the Scripture tells you about Jesus and what he has done for you. The Scripture gives you faith in Jesus. Scripture alone points to Jesus. Grace alone, because God is gracious for Jesus' sake. Not because we are such good people, or because we promise to do better the next time. Paul tells us all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We do not deserve God's grace, but he is gracious to us anyway. because of what Jesus has done for us. Grace points us to Jesus. Faith alone, because our faith is in Jesus. Faith is never by itself, but you have to have faith in something or faith in someone. Our faith is in Jesus. Faith alone points to Jesus. So I suppose we could even summarize these three things, Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, like this. Christ alone. Because in the end, it is all about Him. He is the Savior. It's not about you or me. It's not about what we do or have done. It's about Jesus and what He has done. That's what the Reformation was all about. And that is what we still proclaim today. Christ alone. Amen. And now the peace which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.